This is Excuse the News, a McGill Daily and CKUT News collaboration. This Saturday on Valentine's Day was the annual memorial march for missing and murdered women. Founded in Vancouver in 1991 by Indigenous women and frontline workers, it was its sixth year in Montreal, with hundreds gathered to raise awareness about the systemic nature of this gendered and racial violence. The march was filled with speakers and performers to commemorate the lives of the missing girls and women, one of them being the Buffalo Hat Singers. One of the gatherers was a student activist named Chantal Henderson, who was handing out Valentine's Day cards at the start of the march. She is also a member of the Missing Justice Committee, the group that organized the march.
I've been attending these marches for the last few years, mostly in Winnipeg, and this will be my first Montreal Memorial March for Missing and Murdered Women. So it's definitely going to be a new experience, and I'm here for support. I'm interested in the missing and murdered Indigenous women issue. So naturally, I found them. I heard about them, from Winnipeg, and that they're doing some great work and organizing these marches. And I want to get involved in that and participate in the activities and, organize marches like this.
Justice for Missing and Murdered Women is a grassroots solidarity collective whose goal is to raise awareness about the violence and discrimination that Indigenous women in Quebec face. Monica Van Schaik, who was present at the memorial, is one of the organizers for Missing Justice.
Well, I think it's very important and very specific that it's happening today, because on Valentine's Day we often show affection and show that women are important within our society, and I think we're here in the streets to do the same and to also highlight that women are being devalued within our society. They're going missing, they're being murdered, violence is happening towards the women here in Canada, and we're here to say that that needs to stop.
Do you think enough awareness is being given to missing Indigenous women?
No, I think that I will only be able to say enough awareness is being given to the phenomenon of missing and murdered Indigenous women in Canada when they stop going missing. And I think that as we see the Harper government ignore this issue and refuse to have a public inquiry, refuse to put more funding into Indigenous-run and led organizations, that there is not enough attention going to it, and that that makes this march and us being here today so much more important.
How long has this march been going on?
The march on Valentine's Day started in 1991 after the murder of a Coast Salish woman out in British Columbia. And ever since, there's been marches throughout Canada to raise awareness about the missing and murdered women within Canada.
What would you say about the attendance this year?
I've been helping organize the march for about 7 years now, and I'd say that every year it gets bigger and bigger. And I think this year has to be our largest. I mean, we're here at Atwater and St. Catherine having speeches in the middle of the street, and the police are not asking us to move because there's so many people that there's just nowhere for everyone to go because we have to be in the street, and that is encouraging.
What would you say to someone who wants to get involved?
Missing Justice is always looking for more volunteers. We have so many ideas about what we'd like to do to raise more awareness. So anyone who's interested can go to www.missingjustice.ca. There's an email address there for us, and you can email us and we can get in touch about how to come to our meetings, or you can just show up. Most of our meetings are on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. at the Center for Gender Advocacy at Concordia.
Another speaker that was present was John Cree, an elder who also does speeches at universities to raise awareness.
It's important to keep reminding the people that those women are, it's not resolved yet, it's still continuing, and there's still more missing women. And it doesn't stop, but it's not just about Native women. It's gotten to be more about all women across the world that are being murdered or abused,
So what do you think are some of the things that we can do to address the problem?
I think to address the problem, I think it's a, you know, I have a feeling that we have to go back to our you know, our culture and who we are as people, as human beings. And somehow, I think it's the role of the younger people, because I think the older people are too fixed in their lifestyle, the way they treat women and the way they treat people. And I think the young people are the future, and making the changes and going back to the, you know, we talk about, you know, believing in the rights of a human being. And, you know, when you talk about Canada, it says human rights, but they don't really know, they know the word, but they don't know the meaning of rights and the rights of women. And also accountability for what's going on in your country, in your community, in your cities and everything. It seemed like that it's a free-for-all. And I think I look today, and I when I go to the university and speak, I see the younger people are wanting to learn more, understand more. Because if you look in Canada here, they've been here 500 years and they still don't know nothing about Native people. But we know about every nationality there is. We know about them. But how come they don't? Nobody knows about us? I think the shock in my life was when I went to a school, and they said, the young girl came in, she says, I didn't know there were still Natives around. So what does that tell you? Tell you there's something wrong. But I think that I would like to see things done. In this area, we had close to 12 million of our people here. Where are they today? No, they've been either been killed, or a lot of them died of diseases that they brought. You don't know, it's a hard question to answer. It's very hard, because what can you do? Well, what we're doing today, make him more aware, make him more out in the open, discussing it, talking about it.
Highlights of the memorial was a healing song that was performed by a group of